Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. My name is Randy and I'm on a recorded line.
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Sierra, and her phone number is 323-334-8135.
8135. Let me re Yeah, please. I have 323-334-8135.
That's correct. So
Okay.
she's on the other line. I'm going to transfer her right now.
Okay,
Thank you.
thank you. Thank you so much.
You too.
Oh, it is not.
Hello, Sierra.
Hi, yes, this is she.
Hi, my name is
How
Randy
are
Rees. How are you today? It is like the peanut butter cups. And can I confirm, I couldn't quite understand the gentleman. Is your phone number 323-334-8135?
Correct, that's my number.
Okay, if we become disconnected, I will immediately call you back. I'm located in Irvine. I think you're in LA, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, let me just update this. And I understand you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just busy, 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 you know, as usual.
Okay, let me get through this as quickly as I can then. It's Sierra. What's your last name, please?
Snyder Gertley, and it's hyphenated, so it's Snyder hyphen Gertley.
Thank you for spelling that for me. Sierra is Sierra.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups. Everybody remembers if I say that, so just become a habit, okay? So, Sierra, have you gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and I'm so sorry. This is housekeeping. I need to ask it one more time, and I'll go real quick. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, Sierra, are you willing to affirm that you have not signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I am willing to affirm that.
Thank you, ma'am. We're done. Thank you. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer, and specifically endometrial uterine or ovarian cancer?
Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Which one was it?
It was stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Okay. Do you
clear
happen?
Cell type.
Oh, clear cell type. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, on behalf of myself.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm so sorry. When were you diagnosed with cancer? What's your diagnosis date?
February 17th of this year, 2024.
Okay. And you are in California. The reason I point that is every state has little different statutes of limitations, and you're fine within, I'm in California as well. You're fine there. Now, do you know your diagnosing doctor?
Yeah, I do know my diagnosing doctor.
May I have that? I'll pull it up on Google.
Yes. Her name is Nuchi Dow.
How do you spell that?
Nuchi, last name Dao, Dao.
Dao, thank you. Dao. Doctor. Is that in Montebello?
No, it is in Pasadena.
Okay. Huntington Hospital?
Yeah, Huntington Hospital.
Yeah, she has. She
On
goes
California
to,
Boulevard.
Yeah, she goes to different locations, too, so thank you for that. Okay, got it. My doctor, you pull him up on 3 different hospitals. My doctor, you get that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at Huntington Hospital. I can pull their address.
I have the address if you want it.
Sure, what is it? Save me the trouble. Please.
It's 100 West California Boulevard. Pasadena, California, 91105.
You said 91105?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Do you know their phone number?
I don't know their phone number.
I got it right here. It's on their website then. We'll go back to that. You know what, I'm going to give them the hospital's direct line.
Okay.
And just so you, if you want it, it's area code 626-397-5000.
626-397-5000.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no worries. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me correct that, put my hyphens in as well. And I do appreciate your patience with me. I got to tell you, I didn't grow up with computers, okay? I'm a little older,
no,
but I do good, all right? So bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you're doing fine.
Thank you, ma'am. You were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct? You didn't ever live there, right?
No, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Oh, I love your humor already. Now, seriously, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to getting diagnosed with cancer?
No, just the Dark and Lovely.
Well, that's what we're talking about. How many times per year? Did you use it more than 4 times in a single year?
Oh, yeah, I'll use it a lot. I use it 7 times a year.
And did you do that before getting cancer?
Yes.
Okay. So let me read the question again, because I probably confused it. It said, did you use hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. I'm so sorry about that. Now, I think you already told me this. You said you use it on average about 7 times per year. What would you say?
Yeah, like 7 times a year for like 8 years.
Okay. And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yes.
Okay. And what's your date of birth, young lady?
It is January 23rd, 1989.
Okay.
And 35. I'm 35.
Oh, I didn't need to figure that out, but thank you for that. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Thank you.
No.
And as mentioned, I am going to be texting you my phone number, my direct line. It's going to be my line here in Irvine. And you could feel free to pass that on to anybody else you know that wants to talk about this depot, okay? Now,
okay.
They make me say that, but I would have told you anyways. 8135. There we go. And the hair relaxer, too. I just said depot, but it's hair relaxer. I handle the depot, too. Do you know what that is?
You know, I was on Depot Provera for a long, 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 long time.
Okay? So you do know what it is.
I'm on Nexplanon right now. That implant I've had, this is my 4th implant that I've had.
Let me ask you a question. Did you, and I know we're talking about hair relaxer, but did you ever get meningiomas?
What is that, like cysts or anything?
Yes, but they're specific. They're benign cysts. If you've never gotten an MRI, you wouldn't be able to answer that question because that's the only way they detect them. But they're in the brain stem, in the bottom of the brain. A lot of people think, oh, I don't never got a brain tumor. No, they're not brain tumors.
And I've never got that.
Okay. If next time you go for your healthcare check, just not so much for this one, but you might want to have them look at that if you took depo for all that
time. Well, I'm going to the doctor today, so I'll get that looked up, and I'll call you back for that suit if you have a suit for depo.
We do.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mean to go there.
My records.
Now, see what happens when I mess up? No, I'm kidding. All right.
You didn't mess up. You did perfect. Thank you.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. Now, you were in California the whole time when you used the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay.
In California, I was in California the whole time.
Now, to the best of your memory, when do you think you started using the hair relaxer?
I was about 3-4 years old. Okay. So that was 1993. Okay.
Okay. Go with that. Thank you.
It's a long time.
What month do you think your mom started putting the hair relaxer in your hair in 93? Around your birthday, maybe?
Let's say on my birthday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
when a girl gets her first relaxer.
No, you are right about that. And you should hear what I hear. It's, oh, I wanted to make sure I look pretty. So, you know, it goes on and on. Trust me, there's men that use the product as well, but they don't get to qualify. What's your birthday in January again?
January 23rd.
Thank you. I couldn't find it.
1989.
And we're going to say 1993 is when you started using hair relaxer. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when do you think you stopped using it?
January 2024.
Your diagnosis date, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunately when a lot of the ladies tell me they stopped using it. So around the 17th of 2024. Okay. Sorry. And would you fit, did you apply these products weekly, monthly, four times per year? What would you say? More on average, monthly, every other month? Or monthly?
Like
you tell me.
Every month.
Okay.
Like every other month. Yeah.
Okay. All right. How many consecutive years did you use the Hair Relax products? And I know this goes from 93 to 24. That's 21.
Yeah, but you know we stop and then we skip.
Yeah.
You know, like consecutive, that's why I just say 8 years. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
Don't, yeah, that was consistent.
Thank you for the answer and having it calculated for me. I just want to put in monthly here, but I'll put in the notes that it was every other month because they don't give me a choice. Now, did you get treated home, salon, both, mostly at home?
No, it was at the hospital.
No. I mean the hair relaxer when you treated the hair relaxer. I'm so sorry.
Oh yeah, it was at home. Yeah,
okay,
it was at
thank
home.
You.
That
thank
was at
you.
Home.
Do you remember which product you used? Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root, L'Oreal?
I used all of them, but it was just L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay.
Because they had different, like, strengths, like if you have coarse hair, if you have, you know, so it was always the extra strength, but it was by L'Oreal, though.
Okay, stay with me because I'm going to scroll down and add both the notes before I get ahead of myself. Used product every other month. Other month. And also used Dark and Lovely. Also used Dark and Lovely. Is there another
one? L'Oreal is Dark and Lovely.
They have it set. I don't see. I don't know that, but they have it separated. So I just wanted to make sure that I have it. They have them separated.
Yeah.
I guess L'Oreal makes other products besides Dark and Lovely.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Did you only use Dark and Lovely?
I used a lot of their products.
Okay, so
but that was the one I used consistently, like
perfect.
all the time.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Then we're going to stick with also using Dark and Lovely as well as the L'Oreal product.
Okay.
Which would cover it. Now, okay, thank you for that. Now, continuing down, what type of treatment did you receive?
Well, I ended up, the treatment that I received was, that was the test that I had got done. So the treatment that I received was the chemotherapy. I think that's with everybody. Okay.
Yes,
and then
yes,
I ended
ma'am.
Up getting injections every month and, you know, the
that
chemo was injected with needles. And
I was going to say that was the injectable chemo then.
Yeah, that was the injectable chemo.
Okay.
But as far as all the other tests are concerned, yeah.
Did they give you meds too besides the injectable chemo?
Yeah, they just gave me pain meds.
How about radiation, anything like that?
No, they just gave me morphine.
Okay. Just gave me morphine. That's strong stuff there, young lady. Okay. Anyways, what was your treatment date? Now, I know you were getting it monthly, so give me one of your treatment dates because this will steer us to where your records would be. So give me your treatment. When did you start treatment? Was it immediately after your diagnosis, or how much longer after your diagnosis did you start treatment?
So I was diagnosed in 2024, back in February.
Right.
And then I had a test done in February. And then the chemotherapy started on February 26th.
So pretty quickly after that. Okay. That's right. You have your diagnosis date of the 17th. So they moved pretty quickly after they found it. That's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they hospitalized me for 12 days for tests. And then, I was outpatient for 6 months.
Wow.
Well, in and out, you know.
Now, was that, right, poor thing. Was that Dr. Dow that you saw also in the hospital, or was there a different doctor there? Or did you see a team of doctors?
No, it was the same one. But, okay. It was different people, but she was the main one.
So she was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
But, right, I know how that works. I've actually been in the hospital as well. And you have your doctor that
she
comes
really
and visits
you. She was
really
the only person that I dealt with. Mm-hmm.
Right, but they leave orders for other people and stuff like that. So
the nurses and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. I'm copying and scrolling in case you're wondering what I'm doing. So I'd have to keep asking you that stuff. Okay. And now, and that was at the same place that, hold on, that you gave me back there. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's way up at the top of the form, so I'm doing it as quickly as I can. Thank you for your patience. And that's, believe me, this is faster than me typing it. Okay. And you're actually doing real well. You're almost done. And you did receive
my phone all morning, but it's okay.
Oh, so sorry. You did receive my text message.
You said, did I receive your text message? I did.
Good.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I just want to make sure.
That's so personal.
Yes, ma'am. If you have any follow-up questions or anything like that, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. Okay. Now, please confirm your gender for me.
I'm a female.
Thank you, ma'am. And please spell your first name for me.
S-I-E-R-R-A.
Thank you. And again, spell your last name for me.
S-N-Y-D-E-R hyphen G-I-R-T-L-E-Y.
Thank you. Snyder Gertley, is that correct?
That's correct. Snyder Gertley it is.
Perfect. Ma'am, do you have a suffix to your name?
Oh, like a mission? No. No.
Thank you. And what is your social security number?
Oh, you nosy. 624-20-0571. I was waiting for somebody to ask for that.
Well, you've got to file a claim. You know that's coming. So.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. That's fine.
What's your best email?
The one I gave you the first time. goldsonsierra@gmail.com.
I have goldsonsierra@gmail.com. So goldsonsierra@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Did you give that to the gentleman that you talked to before I talked to you?
I believe I did. I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, because you said that it's the same as what I gave, and actually, but I'm correcting this for you right now because he didn't put it in there, so I'm doing that as we speak. Thank you for that, and thank you for your patience again. But this is going to be done. This is going to be done right. I can already tell you where you're going because now I'm just going to be collecting contact information. You're truly almost done. Now, this phone number, this is a mobile phone?
Yeah, the 323-334-8135 is my phone. I keep it on me at all times.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let me put that in there. 8135. And do you prefer to be contacted via text, email, or phone?
Text.
You got it. When's the best time of the day? Yes, ma'am. When's the best time
between
of the day to reach?
8 o'clock and 6 o'clock. 8 and 6. Or whenever y'all call me, it's fine.
Daytime hours. Okay, no worries. Okay. Let me just copy and paste some more stuff here. And like I said, you truly are almost done. It's just a matter of me getting this thing correct. What's your address, please?
2505 West 6th Street, apartment 903, Los Angeles, California, 90057. And if you show up, I'll have a cake for you.
Perfect. What's the apartment number again?
903.
Thank you. You're actually not that far from me. I live in Corona. do you have copies of the medical records, or can you confirm for me that they exist? Because you were just at the hospital. You may not have picked them up yet.
Well, I don't have them, but you can get them. You can.
Right. Please confirm for me that. Well, I'm going to have you sign a document that gives us permission to do that in a second here, but I just need you to confirm for me that those medical records do exist.
Yes, they're at the hospital, and yeah. You have permission. Permission is granted.
Thank you for that. Let me scroll back up and make sure I didn't miss anything because there was one other thing I wanted to pull to make sure I got it. Now, if you know how these claims work, they're a little bit different. They're not class action suits. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
They're not class action suits. They're judged on the individual merit, even though it's called a mass tort. So basically what's happening here is the manufacturers are already agreeing to pay out, and that's why it's very important that I just tighten up this claim as much as I can, and that's what we're doing. Okay, now, okay, looks like I'm good. We do request an emergency contact. This is in case something happens to you, Sierra. Ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where we can't get a hold of you. So, can you please give me the first name of someone, an emergency phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe?
Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y. He is my fiancé, 504-554-6425.
I'm sorry, could you say that phone number again?
504. You get.
I got it. 504.
It's 504.
Mm-hmm.
554-6425.
6425. Thank you. And soon to be spouse. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And let me just tell you, that was the last question. So let me just take a look at a couple things here that I'm looking at. I've got a couple red things, so I need to figure it out here. And you have your diagnosis date, date of birth. You're diagnosed on the 17th of 2024. I'm just looking over everything. So thank you for your patience. Have you ever signed DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. So as soon as I have this corrected, I'll be able to send that over to you. And your cancer diagnosis, it did happen more than 2 years after you first started taking the product regularly for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's asking me one other question that I need to fix here. All the way back to the top. You were diagnosed 2/17 of 24. Okay. It's giving me a red thing here, right here. So bear with me 1 second again still. There we go.
Okay.
I found it. It's an autofill on Google Maps, and I do apologize. When I put in your address, usually it autofills the state, and for some reason, it didn't put California in there. It was that simple. I know. Don't you just love Google?
Okay. I'm not tripping. You tripping. I'm okay over here.
I know. Thank you. Well, I hate to waste your time, but... So right now what's happening is the document is being created, and I'm going to send it over to you via DocuSign. It only takes a second. There you go. And so I go into my DocuSign right here. And did you say you have done DocuSign before? I'm sorry.
Yes, I've done DocuSign before.
Okay. So you kind of know how this works. Once you sign the document, it will deposit a copy of it into your inbox. Come on, DocuSign. Let me reload this. So you will have a copy of it. There's no need. There it is. There's no need to download the app that it's going to ask you to do at the end, unless you use DocuSign and already have that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Here it comes. It's spinning on my end, and it's going to come to you via text and via email. And you should have gotten it.
Nope. My phone didn't even ding right now. It didn't do nothing right now. I didn't get anything.
Hold on. Let me go back to.
I got it.
You got it.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh.
You like You like messing with me, and I like that, okay? Thank you.
All right. I'm about to get this signed, and we both going to be finished for the day. You hear me?
You are. Right. Thank you so much. Now, while you're doing that, I'm going to send you basically, I'm going to send you the name of the phone number, my name and phone number, and then I'm also going to send you the name of the attorneys that represent you. But what's going to happen is they're going to be reaching out to you shortly. Okay. So watch for that phone call. They'll leave you a voice message if they don't get in. And you're not going to have to go through this whole thing again. It's just basically a verification call and more of an introduction call. Okay. So you don't have to set aside a half an hour like you did with me. No worries. Okay. And they're real nice people too. It's Pulaski AD4. And they're here in California also.
Okay.
And I see you working on that document. So thank you for that. And then
see me?
Well, I don't see what you're doing, but I get little notifications that says you viewed it. And then I get get one here in a second that says it's complete. Well, let me go back to your phone number again.
123.
Perfect. And it takes about a second. 8135.
All right. I got the green check mark. All right, that's it, right? Okay, let's see.
Okay, so.
All parties have completed.
Yep.
Okay.
You don't have to, like I said, download the app. Let me just go make sure it's in my completed. And come on. Voila, I've got it. Now, two text messages I sent you. They're all in one now. One is me, obviously. Now, if you do find out that you want to talk to me about Depo, call me back on that same number. That's my direct line here in Irvine. The other second number is Pulaski. That's your attorney that's going to represent you on the hair relaxer claim. If you have any questions, they're going to be reaching out to you. That'll be, like I said, within the next 24 to 48 hours. If I messed up and I have any questions, I'll call you back or I'll send you a text or anything. But let me ask you this. Do you have any questions?
Absolutely. I have one question. I think we are asking this. When do we get the money?
Well, it depends. It depends. So be very responsive. I would say, honestly, when you talk to Pulaski or the representative from AD4, ask him that question. I really don't know the answer to that because each case is different. But I'll tell you what you can do is you can go onto Google and you can type in the average dollar amount for these settlements. And that'll give you some information. Mm-hmm. But as far as how long the claims, these are civil cases, so they're not going to move as quickly as criminal cases. But do hang in there, okay? Please.
Okay.
And I want to tell you this also, Sierra, thank you for participating because this is the only way you're going to get Big Pharma to stop doing this stuff. So you have a blessed day, and don't hesitate to get my number out on both of those claims if you need help, okay?
Oh, that's so nice of you. Okay, yes, absolutely.
All right, ma'am. You have a blessed day. And congratulations again on your wedding coming up.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye now.
Bye.